Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Fresh off of, well, it's SHOT Show, and he goes every year. Normally, when things are going really well for me, I have breakfast with him or something, and didn't get to do that this year, but joining me once again is he is the writer that is the biggest writer in the gun space. And you can find a lot of his stuff at Ammoland, where he's the most prolific of the writers. He is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here after a busy week at the SHOT Show.
Now, do you normally get sick at SHOT Show?
Just last year, it seems like.
Yeah.
I definitely was not at my peak last year at SHOT Show. This year is a lot better.
Well, the reason I ask is because it seems like a lot of people manage to not get sick at SHOT Show.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah. Well, and I think you and I both had some kind of bug. And for me, I think it was actually turned out to be COVID because the symptoms were sort of like that. And I felt pretty crummy and didn't feel much like eating or doing much of anything except sleep for a few days after I got back home. But then I was better, and it was okay.
So the one of the exhibitors there was the ATF.
Yeah, and I actually, people at Ammoland, specifically Freddie Real, asked that I cover this ATF presentation. Apparently there were several different ones, and this one I thought was going to be about the new rule, but it wasn't. It was only peripheral to that. It was about what has happened and is happening in the National Firearms Act division of the ATF. Now, I worked in big bureaucracies, particularly Department of Defense, for about 30 years, and this is just classic a bureaucratic presentation. I mean, nobody likes to air their dirty laundry in public, and bureaucrats are no different. So when they get to make up a presentation, it's going to be how wonderful they are and how the problem, whatever problems exist, are not their fault. And if you only give us more money and resources, we can fix things. And that's pretty much what this presentation was. And I'm not saying that any of that is false. It's just the way bureaucrats operate. They're not going to say, oh, so-and-so in our department did some really nasty stuff, and you might be hearing about it in the press soon. They're just not going to present that information because it isn't in their interest to do so. And I'm not saying there's anything really bad going on in the NFA division. I'm just saying that is the way official presentations work. Now, I asked some questions about stabilizing pistol braces, but they really weren't prepared to cover them in this briefing. But there was an ATF attorney and some other people there. They came up to me afterwards and talked about it. I have to say it wasn't super enlightening, but, that's just the way that this new rule is so convoluted and conditional and in general, not the greatest thought out. But saying that, there were some very interesting things that were presented in this presentation, particularly the number of applications to the NFA, National Firearms Act Division. So this is the National Firearms Act that covers short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, suppressors, silencers, same thing, machine guns, let's see, and any other weapon, and there's some miscellaneous stuff they do, you know, manufacturing permits if you're going to start a business, and a bunch of different stuff that has to do with NFA. From what I have researched, the vast majority of applications are for transfer of silencers, and a smaller numbers for making them. And those numbers were normally reported in the firearms commerce in the United States report, which is done once a year. But for whatever reason, I haven't been able to get current numbers of the applications or the tax stamps that have been purchased for silencers. I mean, we have them about as late as 2020, and then I just haven't seen them. And there are various explanations were given, but talking to people who are in the know, it appears that for whatever reason, they're just not reporting those figures. But in this presentation, they reported the total number of applications that were processed. And I said, as I said, most of those are for silencers. And in the last 2 years, it appears there's probably over a million more legal silencers added to the overall stock in the United States. There was 2.6 million before. So it's almost certain it's over 3.6 million now. And I think that's a very conservative estimate on the low side. There could be 4 million in the U.S. right now. We just don't know because the numbers have not been reported. Now, people who were at the briefing, officials from ATF, assured me that a report is going to come out probably in March, which is only 2 months away. Not even quite 2 months, but when it comes out in March, we don't know. And that will have some numbers that I'm looking for in it. So we will see. But they did have these numbers of applications, and that's a pretty good proxy for the number of legal silencers that have a tax stamp in the United States. Well, yes, and I say legal because who knows how many extra legal silencers there are. Nobody knows. Silencers are simple devices. They're easy to make, and more firearms are being produced with threaded barrels, which makes them extra easy to put on a firearm. I'm going to mention it. What the heck? There are water bottles out there, aluminum water bottles, generally. I think I've seen some in stainless steel, too. And it's been well known that you can put a liter or 2 liter soda bottle and tape it on the end of a 22, and it makes a fairly effective suppressor for a 22. That's been around for many decades.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold up. We're coming up on the first break because I'm looking at some of these numbers, and I want to ask you if you actually ask them about them, because I'm going to be doing this here very shortly. But this article that we're referencing right now, this is at AmmoAnd. It was published today. Well, it was published on the 23rd. Let's put it that way. It was published on the 23rd, and, you know, some of these forms, you look at them, and it doesn't take very long to, based upon what it says, it doesn't take long to process them. Some of these, well, it takes a bit. So we'll get a little more information from Mr. Weingarten when we get back. This article is there, like 2,100 plus more from Dean at AmmoAnd.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And the ATF was at SHOT Show.
Yes.
Pleading the case that, you know, help us get. What was their goal? What were they trying to get? They
well,
said,
at the briefing that I went to, where they were not focused on the new rule, essentially, they were saying, look, we're required by law to process these forms. And we're getting more in than we ever had. I mean, the numbers are doubling and doubling and doubling. And we just don't have the staff to get them all out the door quickly. I mean, we're trying as hard as we can. People are working overtime. They're really working hard to process these forms. They just can't get them out fast enough to get the backlog down. That's pretty much what they were saying. And there's justice in that. Most people do not realize, at least I don't think they do, that when you pay that $200 tax, it does not go to the BATF. It goes directly into the Treasury. And so if the BATF processes double the number of forms, they do not get double the resources to process those forms. And so the number of people who've been applying has been going up. And as I look at the curve, it's pretty close to an exponential curve. And the numbers that they showed, for example, was in 2019, almost 343,000 applications were processed. Now, that's a large number, and it was huge compared to what was processed in earlier years. But in 2020, that was up to 512,000. And then 2021, 546,000. In 2022, over 700,000, more than twice what it had been in 2019. So the ATF has to get appropriations from Congress to hire more people, and it's a slow process. Having worked in the federal bureaucracy, I can tell you it is slow. And then they have to get them trained, and then they have to get them up to speed. So when we have greater and greater numbers of people, and yeah, you know, $200 isn't what it was. And I saw this guy with a suppressor on a rifle out at the range, and wow, it was great. And so then they apply, and it takes them almost a year, 9 months to a year, to get their application to purchase a suppressor on a Form 4. Well, it's ridiculous, but that's what it is. And the ATF in this presentation was saying, look, it's not our fault. We can't just magically do this. We have to have resources to do it. Now, in my opinion, the best solution would be to just take suppressors out of the NFA. You know, just take them out. I think I can say this without much problem.
Right.
I have good sources who tell me that inside the ATF, they would like to take suppressors out of the NFA because it is a huge headache for them. I've also heard they want to get rid of short barrel rifles and shotguns from the NFA. But that's not what this administration, the Biden administration, wants. So how you accomplish that is a little less certain. There are maybe ways to do it, and I know there are going to be attempts to do it using the Bruin decision. So I cannot easily predict how that's going to go, but I wouldn't be surprised if in the next 2 to 5 years, either suppressors or short barrel rifles and shotguns get removed from the NFA because they don't make no sense. I mean, there's no logical reason for them to be there. They never made any sense. And so at some point, I think there's a good chance that they will be removed. Now, to talk a little bit about the new rule where they're classifying millions of people who have purchased pistol braces as now being required to register one or more firearms as short-barreled rifles. And they're saying that they will not charge the $200 tax. As a writer who has a couple of these pistol braces just in the course of ordinary you know, what I do, writing about stuff, and
right,
building certain things. And, you know, I very likely will apply. Now, I never actually put the braces on, you know, just because I wasn't doing that. But I think I will very likely apply just because I want to know how it works. Now, I already have suppressors, so I've gone through the process and I'm in the system, so it's not much as much of a problem for me. But I have some of the pistol braces. I might just do it just to see what happens. I mean, somebody has to do it, so since I'm a writer and write about this stuff, it seems like I would have a logical reason to do it. And maybe, you know, it might be worthwhile to have a short-barreled rifle, a legal short-barreled rifle on the books. Although there's so many stupidities with the whole setup in the NFA that it's hard to say that it makes any sense at all.
So you have a screen grab of some forms on here. It says Form 1,
right,
30 days, and these are e-forms. Form 1 for paper, 45 days. So Form 1 right, is the one we're going to have to fill out for the short-barreled rifle, right?
Correct. And there's what I'm hearing, and I heard just that, you know, they sort of mentioned it. There wasn't much on it, was that they're going to have to set up a separate unit just to handle these form ones for short barrel.
I'm
right,
sure. So the form four,
because
now,
it's huge numbers.
Form four is the suppressors.
That's where somebody, a commercial manufacturer makes a suppressor and they are going to sell it to you.
And that takes and 270 four, days.
Yes. 9 months. Nine. And that's the electronic form.
Yeah.
It's 315 days on a paper form.
Yeah,
it's just silly. But when you look at the numbers,
well, now that just brings another question. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, we're coming upon the next break. This is a fascinating story, simply because a lot of us, some of us, are going to be using this thing. I mean, I'm not going to jeopardize becoming a prohibited person so I can sit back and stick my chest out and go, "Well, I will not comply," because I want to live to fight another day. So. That's what I think I'm going to do when they finally publish this. But talking to Dean Weingarten, this article is at Ammoland.com, along with 2,100 plus other articles. That's hard to say. Well over 2,100 articles, that's what I should say, from just him at Ammoland.com and the other writers that are there as well. You'll check them out. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. More classified documents have been found, but this time in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, speaking on Capitol Hill, says it's now a bigger issue.
What became a political problem, for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country.
Pence attorneys say he was unaware of the presence of sensitive documents at his residence. Google being sued by the Justice Department. 8 states also joining in on the lawsuit that targets Google's stranglehold in the online advertising market. Government also wants the company to be broken up. Plans for the United States to send tanks to Ukraine being finalized by the Biden administration. CNN citing 3 American officials who said the deal to send the Abrams tanks could be finalized this week. The decision comes as Germany said it would not send tanks to Ukraine unless the U.S. sent tanks also. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Just got back from SHOT Show where he went to the ATF booth. And I'm looking at this. Now, was this like a form they had up on the wall or what this average price?
Well, what it was is they had a meeting hall that they had reserved. And then there was a dais with a podium on it. And then the lady who I believe heads up the NFA division was up there speaking to us, and there were screens, large screens, on both sides of this dais, and they put up the slideshow. And the slide, it wasn't very many slides. I think it was only like six or seven slides that they put up. And that's what they were. And I would have to say, the acoustics were really terrible. They had no loudspeaker system. And it's a big room, and I mean, I had to really strain to hear. I had my little digital recorder out, but I just don't know how much it got because although it is a really good little digital recorder, it was really hard to hear the presentation at times. But it was easy enough to read the slides. And after the first couple of minutes, the speaker actually got better. She seemed to learn to project a little more and you could hear her better. But, so it was in one of the meeting rooms on the level five of the expo center there. It wasn't hard to find. I was surprised there were so few people there. I don't think there were 20 people in attendance at this session.
Well, you know, see, on the one hand, I think with any of these institutions, we only know what we hear they're going to do. I have never personally met an ATF agent, and I'm not saying. And you know what? The ATF needs to be dissolved. Would you agree with that? Their function today
Since well, most of what they do should be eliminated. I think that the and most of what they do now is deal with silencers and short-barreled rifles and shotguns. And those should clearly be taken out of the NFA. And then I think what we probably will get, and I can't say it's going to go this way, but this is the way I would bet, is there'll be a court case saying that the 1986 law that banned any further manufacturing of machine guns for ordinary citizens is unconstitutional, and they have to allow the process of going through the ATF to get them. That'll probably be retained. And so there are some things. I mean, we've had alcohol has been federally regulated forever in this country.
Relatively stable, stable industry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been around. I mean, and there's been federal regulations on it for, I think we had the first, what was it called? The there was an uprising in across the mountains when George Washington was president or just before. And that was all about the tax that had been put on alcohol.
Right.
So there's a long, long history that that some things can be regulated by a excise tax. And that's tobacco and alcohol are two of those. So I think the ATF will at least be around for tobacco and alcohol. And I suspect it'll be kept for things that are pretty uncommon, like grenades. You know, explosive, what they call destructive devices, because they're just not in common use. And the Supreme Court has ruled that the Second Amendment protects things that are, quote, in common use. So we don't have, nobody has to worry about whether or not nuclear weapons are protected by the Second Amendment, because the way the Supreme Court has interpreted things, it'll say, well, they're not in common use by ordinary people. Now, automatic weapons is kind of an in-between category. It's hard to know exactly what will happen. That will probably stay in there at least for a good while. But I think suppressors and short-barreled rifles and shotguns will probably end up being taken out.
Well, I mean,
because they're in common use.
Right. So with now, I know that overseas, like in Britain, you have to jump through a series of flaming hoops to get the gun. But it's almost required to have a suppressor, and you can buy those at like the equivalent of an Ace Hardware store, right?
It was, you know, it was very easy to do in Great Britain, but I think they've in the last few years, you have to now show your gun license in order to buy a suppressor.
But it's
used to be you just could buy one, you know.
But it's still over the counter, yeah.
Yeah, and then in New Zealand, I don't know, they were talking about imposing more difficulty. I think there you have to show that you have a firearms license. But it used to be any 12-year-old could walk in with cash into a hardware store and walk out with a suppressor in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And it was that way for a good while in Norway as well. And in general, the Europeans say, well, if we trust you with a gun, it's really a good idea to have these suppressors. They cut down on noise pollution. They're a great safety device. You know, your neighbor doesn't complain. And, you know, it's better for hunting. I was surprised to learn that they're very easily obtained in South Africa and that they're very commonly used for hunting there.
Now, in these other countries, do they have any sort of rules or laws pertaining to the dreaded short-barreled rifle? Does it matter?
Oh, it's really varies quite a bit, but I don't see much for things like, you know, a separate category of short-barreled rifles versus pistols. What I see is that if something is, it's mostly either deemed concealable or not. So here we have pistols are constitutionally protected, and rifles and shotguns are constitutionally protected. But if you have something that is sort of in between them, they have all these ridiculous regulations on it. And I, you can't logically support that. And I have to admit, I was having a little fun with the ATF representatives there at this briefing, because I said, well, you know, the Attorney General's representative said that we have this short-barreled rifles are there because they're so powerful compared to a regular pistol. I said, so is there some kind of power factor in here? And, of course, there isn't. There never has been, and they just had to, you know, look a little sheepish and like, say, well, you know, that's something he said, and, you know, trying to wiggle and not appear too foolish. Because, of course, a rifle with a 15-inch barrel, you know, made to fire 22 shorts, is heavily regulated, whereas a pistol and 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum, which is more powerful than many center-fire rifles and as powerful as most shotguns, is not heavily regulated. So power has really nothing to do with it. It's really silly.
Right. So
they, you know, just talk hard for these guys. They're in, you know, I used to be a bureaucrat, so I can kind of get inside their head.
Okay.
And, it, you know, from their point of view, look, we're being asked to do this really stupid stuff, but it's our job. You know,
I'll have to ask you this in the next segment. I'll have to ask you because this is my biggest question about this, because I'm going to probably just go through the process. When, as soon as they publish it, I'm going to file. And when that happens, you know, I know what they say. But anyway, this article, which we've been discussing, which is going to impact a lot of us. I think, 4 million of us. So
probably.
It's at Ammoland. You can go take a look at that. It opens a few eyes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and as it normally happens with him, we've gotten on something that I thought was a sort of a nothing burger, but at the same time, it's very intriguing. Since you have worked in a bureaucratic structure, I guess,
right,
is the way to put it. So I go and I fill out the Form 1, and I become a legal short-barreled rifle. I'm going to presume that if these were to be thrown out of the NFA, there is, it'll just be, well, it's no longer in the NFA, so we don't really regulate these anymore. That'll be it, right?
I think that'll happen. However, once you're in the system, they're not going to just destroy all the NFA stuff. I don't think you will be legally liable for anything if they remove short-barreled rifles from the NFA, but don't expect them to destroy all the information you gave them.
Right.
They'll probably just keep it. Now, it really brings up some interesting stuff.
Well,
now, I think they will remove the NFA without going through a Supreme Court case. And if that happens, once the Supreme Court rules a law is unconstitutional, then it supposedly says it's been unconstitutional forever. But that's not necessarily the case if they decide to remove it. I don't think they could prosecute anybody who already had an NFA tax stamp. What they would just say is nobody has to pay tax stamps in the future, and, we don't have to register them anymore. So that's what I think will happen. And I did run across something else. There is a rule, of course, who knows how many hundreds of thousands of rules there are in the IRS code. But there's a rule that if you declare something, tax-wise and send it in as part of the code, and this was in relation to the National Firearms Act, that you then cannot be criminally prosecuted for what you sent in. So that's good to know. So that means that if you're applying to pay this tax for a short-barreled rifle or a shotgun,
right,
that the information can't be used, or let's say it is not legally permissible to use the information to prosecute you.
Do we,
and,
now, in,
so hopefully,
in your observations of this, since you have a few of these items. Have you ever heard of them coming down on somebody that has a legally registered item, suppressor, short-barreled rifle, fully automatic weapon? Has anybody ever abused that?
I've seen a couple of cases where somebody was legally licensed to manufacture, and they got information that he wasn't following the rules properly, and they got prosecuted. I have not seen where somebody had an illegal item that had, you know, that they had legally registered as per the law, and then they came and prosecuted them. In fact, I've seen just the opposite, in the sense that normally when they're talking about going after someone for an illegal silencer, they first check to see if he's ever applied to have a legal silencer. And if they find that he's applied or paid the tax, then they tend to just drop it. Because it's a lot of work for nothing. I mean, if somebody went to all the trouble to apply and pay this $200 tax, and that's in the records, and so somebody else says, hey, I saw this guy with a silencer at the range, or he was out hunting and he had a silencer, or, you know, that kind of thing. Well, he's got a legal silencer. We're not going to go further. That's what I have seen when I've been writing about this and researching it.
So
that kind of makes sense.
Last question I got on this stuff. Now, nobody's been able to answer. Well, actually, I have two. I don't know if you, and let's do the hard one first. So are you aware of something called a Roni?
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's a brace. It's actually an enclosure you stick a Glock pistol into, and then it gives you something to put against your shoulder, and it gives you two or three.
Yeah, I do recall seeing a picture of that, and those sorts of things have been around for a while.
So
they have not, they're not something really new.
Right, but they have pistol braces on them. They have stabilizing braces on them.
It's kind of like that. I mean, you have to hold the pistol against this item to keep the two together.
Right.
You know, with your hand.
Well, I mean,
and
it has
a
bracket.
They work just like a shoulder stock on a pistol, except it's not actually attached to the pistol.
Well, with the one I have, it slots into the serrations on the slide, and it locks in behind, locks in underneath the, underneath.
Oh, well, if it locks in, then it's probably different than what I'm thinking of. The ones, and they, I just have not intimately examined those.
I will have to send you a picture of one. I will send you a picture of one.
But I have seen somewhere they're open to the side, and you slip it in, and then your hand holds them in. And then some are open in the front. You slip them from the front to the back, and your hand holds them.
This one you go in from the bottom. But here's my thing. It doesn't have a serial number. Nothing on it is a gun. This is simply an enclosure to hold a gun and give it more points of contact. So,
right.
And so does that mean that if it has a pistol stabilizing brace, we have to register it as a short barrel rifle? And does that mean that then your Glock 19 gets reclassified as a short-barreled rifle?
Right. Most of these, I don't think, have any serial numbers on them. And so what you are actually registering is the firearm that's associated with the brace.
Right, which is a pistol.
Right. So that pistol will then be legally become a short-barreled rifle, which means you can put a short shoulder stock on it, and it won't be illegal. But it also means you can use it as a pistol. It's not prohibited from being used as a pistol. What's kind of bizarre is the way the law is worded. It's okay if you have a rifle that has a long barrel on it to remove the stock and put a pistol stock on it and a short barrel and if you have a pistol, it's legal to put a longer barrel and a stock on it and make it into a rifle, and you don't need any tax as long as the barrel's more than 16 inches and the overall length is 26. But it's illegal to take something that starts off as a pistol and make it into a rifle. But if you think about it, the major purpose of the law is to keep things from becoming concealable. So when you're adding stuff to a pistol, you're making it less concealable. You'd think that would be something they would want in the law.
I just
so none of this makes much sense.
No, yeah, none of it makes any sense. The other question I have is, since we're in this period right now where they've decided that these pistol configurations with a stabilizing brace is a short-barreled rifle, while I have in this window of amnesty, what is to prevent me from just sticking a regular stock on that if I'm going to form one before I do it? Since I'm in this amnesty period, what is it?
Well, as far as I can tell, and this new rule is voluminous, I think it's either 187 or 287 pages. It's huge. They want you to submit pictures of the brace that you had before they started this new rule. And I think what they're saying is just a regular stock need not apply.
Okay.
Trying to limit it to actual pistol braces that were marketed as pistol braces.
Right.
And that makes it really difficult because they don't have serial numbers. And how do you know? And is somebody supposed to dig up their old
receipt?
And submit that.
We've run out of time like we do, so we'll do this again later on this week. I'm glad you're back. I missed you last week.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be back on the show. We will talk again.
Oh, yeah. And we'll probably, there's been some other bear stuff come up. I'm sure you've seen it. We haven't had a chance to talk about it, of course, but, anyway. Thank you for joining me tonight, and I'll talk to you later on. And as far as me and you and the rest of us, back again in 11 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.